Call the meeting to order.
6:09.
6:05.
Did you start your recorder?
Yeah.
Okay.
The pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could you just pause that for one second?
So, okay, pledge allegiance, roll call, let the record show all three commissioners are present. Public portion, anyone from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Third and last call, anyone from the public wish to speak? Hearing nothing, we'll move on, close the public portion. Additions, corrections to the adoption of our agenda. I would like to add to our agenda tonight, swearing in of a potential candidate, Flamir Aliu. Swearing in is contingent upon his physical and drug screening being passed. Let's take advantage of the opening in the Connecticut Municipal Police Academy.
Put that under new business?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, actually, yeah, under new business.
Yeah, we'll make it the second bullet under new business.
Okay, something more.
I'll make that motion.
Rich has made the motion.
I'll second it.
Mike has made the second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay. Any other changes to the agenda? I don't see anything else. Oh, we're going to remove the section, I could use a motion for that.
Okay.
Traffic calming devices on Sodom Lane.
I'll make a motion that we remove the traffic calming devices on Sodom Lane, the second bullet on number 10, till next month, when the city engineer can be at the meeting to discuss that.
I second that. Motion made, seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, moving on from the agenda, can we adopt the agenda?
Make a motion to adopt.
Second that.
Rich, motion made, seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Motion carries. Previous meeting minutes, has anyone, everyone had a chance to look them over? I saw no issues, no glaring issues that I felt needed adjustment or change. Rich?
No.
Dave, thank you, Rich.
Make a motion every 7 minutes for previous meeting, July 2nd, 2022.
July 11th, 2022.
Motion made for July 11th, 2022.
Second.
Second by Rich, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Old business. I have nothing under old business, chief.
Nothing.
Anything, Rich, Mike?
Nothing.
I have one quick question for you, Tom, did you get your HSA squared away?
Yes.
Okay. That was old business, and I knew that, because I had talked to D'Angelo, and he said they were square, but you hadn't been squared yet, so.
They got that all squared away.
All right, perfect. That's all I had.
Okay, moving on to new business. Let's swear the guys in first, and then we can move on to food and business.
I would just recommend you actually take the vote and pass the vote to do them both, then I'll go grab them, and you can.
Yeah.
So I need a motion?
I'll make a motion that we swear in new officer, now transfer Tom McCormick, and Flamir Aliu as a potential kind of his passing of his drug screen to go to the academy.
And his physical.
And his physical, yes.
Motion made by Mike, Commissioner.
One second.
Your second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? So moved.
Let's do Tom first.
Yeah. Yes, Flamir Aliu. Flamir Aliu,
It's a space of a real thing.
Yes.
It's all four letters, yeah?
Yeah.
A-L-I-U. Just gotta get the top. Is that all the light we have?
Yeah.
I
Good evening.
How are you?
We'll keep them two together because they're going to have this corner. Nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
We met you. How are you?
Sir, good to see you, sir. Come on in.
Hi, everybody.
The more I live.
Well, you're tied too, right?
Pardon me?
And
last name, yes.
Oh, last name, not that.
Commissioner.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
So, we'll start with Officer McCourt.
Sir.
Thank you for coming here. We appreciate it. As I look at your files, we're reading a very good officer. So, Scott, this is where you live. So, please raise your right hand. I, Todd McCormick.
I, Todd McCormick.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Connecticut.
The Constitution of the State of Connecticut.
The Charter of the City of Derby.
The Charter of the City of Derby.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
According to law, regulation, directive, and practice.
According to law, regulation, directive, and practice.
The duties of police officer for the City of Derby.
Duties of the police officer of the City of Derby.
To the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Sir, thank you. Congrats.
And we have candidate. Officer candidate Lemire. Please, if I say it wrong, tell me.
Lemire.
How are you?
And
we're going to be swearing you in, contingent upon physical and drug screening passing. And we'll be sending you off to the academy as soon as possible, I guess. So please raise your right hand. I, Lemire, how are you?
I, Lemire, how are you?
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
I swear to protect and conserve.
That I will support and defend.
Support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the State of Connecticut.
The Constitution of Connecticut.
And the Charter of the City of Derby.
The Charter of the City of Derby.
That I will faithfully and well discharge.
Faithfully and well discharge.
According to law.
According to law.
Regulation.
Regulation.
Directive.
Directive.
And practice.
And practice.
The duties of police officer for the City of Derby.
The duties of police officer of Derby.
To the best of my abilities.
Best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. And to the families, I'm assuming you know the duties, the challenges they're going to face as police officers, I'm sure. Todd, you've faced them already.
We haven't yet.
We haven't yet, but we will. As a lot of the people in this room are well familiar with those challenges. Mark, your dad, grew up as a son, having a father as a police officer. Police officers here, it's a challenge. There are days when you come home and you think to yourself, I don't know what just happened today. There are days when you come home and think to yourself, it wasn't so bad. I can only offer the advice that I carried with me in my 25 years. And that's that if I could go home and look in the mirror every day and say, I tried my best. I did the best I could do. No one can ask for more. So congratulations to both of you. And I wish you all the best on your journey to your career.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
It's up to you guys.
You guys are
sure with the commission? Sure, absolutely.
Sure.
Come in.
Come on, Rich.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
I know. Good luck.
Those are
good. Take care.
Okay.
Commissioner, thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Glad to have you.
Hey, where are those pictures getting sent to?
No, we'll be able to download them and get them back up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get everything you want. And no charge.
Awesome.
No charge.
All right. Go back up there and then we'll rally up and send down your right.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Okay, so carrying through with the rest of your business, Chief.
As far as department reports go, it's really, I guess, the only thing outstanding in the crime stats, which I'll just have to double check, is the 17 car thefts in August.
Okay.
That seems a little high, but other than that, there's nothing extraordinary, but 17 car thefts in and of itself is rather extraordinary.
And there was.
I was spoken to by Carol Michelle yesterday, the representative. I guess the state has set aside $10 million for a stolen car task force and a weapons task force that we can be eligible for. She's supposed to be giving me the information for it. I'll pass it along to you.
So,
we get something.
On paper, looks good if you have the manpower to staff it. So.
I understand that. First thing I asked her was whether or not there is money there to backfill the department if we choose to send people on one of these task forces. She said there is. So, I'm waiting for the email with the proof in the pudding. Let's put it that way.
The only other report we have of interest is the department budget, and the item of note is that we are approaching 10% overspent on our overtime already, and we're only 2 months into the fiscal year. We're about $30,000 overspent. Obviously, that number is going to continue to grow as we attempt to fill the vacant positions and as we potentially get two more vacancies that one is about 95% and the other one we'll see come the end of this month. But along those lines, we have not heard officially, but our canine officer allegedly, there was a meeting in New Haven it was actually last Thursday. The Board of Police Commissioners for Yale University, and they were going to take action on hiring him as a lateral transfer. So I have not heard definitively what occurred there, but it looks pretty good for him. So should that occur, those overtime numbers will just keep growing.
Here's the question. Being the canine officer, what happens to the canine?
That question and that decision lies at the mayoral level. So We've broached that subject, and we haven't really made a determination, but ultimately it's property of the city of Derby, and the decision falls with the mayor, so we will, as soon as I know something, I will let you know.
That's all we people.
Should it occur, you know, stranger things have happened.
Is Yale offering a $20,000 bonus?
I don't have any idea what they may be offering.
Well, in any case, I'd like to sort of recognize the fact that we filled how many spots in the last few months?
One, two, three. We're up to four.
Three.
We're still short immediately two. We have, like I said, two more that probably will be leaving by the end of September. And then we have two officers that are on terminal leave, but that's the other two that are yet to be filled, definitely still short two and potentially four.
We've been fortunate in getting recruits and getting lateral transfers. I do know Ansonia has not had a lot of luck.
No, they haven't.
Seymour's had some luck, but had some bad results with it. So we seem to be holding our own here, and I think that's
Knock on wood.
We've had that so far, so. Okay, anything else under new business?
I'm sorry, department reports.
New business, we were done after the swearing in.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are moving faster than I am. Okay, communications?
No communications, at least not from this end.
Okay. Traffic authority.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
I'm Tom Clark. I'm sorry I was late for the meeting, but two other previous ones. May I just speak under the public portion that I missed at the beginning? I might have a long list of people speaking.
Hold on 1 second. If it's regarding the traffic calming devices, that's not on this week's agenda.
We moved it from the agenda.
Okay.
We are going to be putting it on the agenda for next month, Mark.
Okay.
I understand the issues surrounding it. So if you'd like to speak,
three quick things. If that's not on, I won't speak that. First,
you're welcome to speak.
Thank you. Thank you for that heads up.
Yeah, and then once you have to come back again and do the same thing.
You would be a some pain for the moment. But first, I want to congratulate the chief. I was not here away.
I appreciate it.
So congratulations. Wish you well.
Thank you very much.
You're at our office with you. We're ready to help and serve with the city.
Thank you.
So congratulations and best wishes on a long, safe, and healthy tenure. Two other things. I just want to ask, we have concerts on the Green every Friday from now until October 7th. I know it's manpower short, but I don't know if there's a way to employ the auxiliary police, if possible, at 6:30 to 8:30 on Fridays. And we've received some feedback based on some incidents of the recent past that there was a way to have a presence there during that time period, probably would help with encourage the crowd and have peace of mind. If that is possible, it would be most appreciated. And the other thing is that the city has purchased a system for the Aldermanic chambers that will allow for hybrid meetings. So it'll allow you to have a meeting that is broadcast. So if somebody needs to call in, all the equipment will be there. As you know, the challenges that we face on a day-to-day basis, given our working conditions, we hope that it will be operable for the October round of meetings. So we have the equipment, the computer finally. Now we're just waiting for the network hookup.
So would that necessitate our moving the meetings from here to City Hall? Or?
If you wanted to do the hybrid one, it's all set up there. We did not have enough money in the budget to get another mobile one. You know, for a room like this, you know, there's a way to do it, I guess, with a mobile setup. But the other one is set up.
This is the history of this room was that this was going to be off. If something ever really happened,
The system is the system that we have to see off the water coming through. Not an inexpensive investment,
obviously.
But we wanted to get this set up and that's for the Aldermanic chambers. You know, again, affordable situation. For a small room like this, it would be kind of like the next phase.
Long time coming.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Back to the traffic authority.
You just see East End is requesting their annual boot drive for Saturday, September 17th, with boat nets.
Okay.
With a rain day to Sunday from 8 to 4, David Humphreys at Sodom and Marshall at Sodom. It's been reviewed, they provided their insurance, and our traffic officer recommends their approval.
I'll make a motion to make 50 cents on the drive that belongs to Saturday 17th and the proposed rain date the 18th.
Motion made.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bartholomew. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Conditions? Motion carries. It is under control. By the way, Chief, we missed the July cutoff. We were supposed to have all these sent out. It's probably my error. You're supposed to have these all sent to the commissioner and then have them.
Right, that's, we've gotten away from that practice again over the last 3 to 4 years. It was, I believe what we had voted on years ago was to make this a calendar year event for the fire department, make it easier on them to for actual planning purposes, and they were going to provide their commissioner of department or chief, however they were going to do it, in January of every calendar year, their dates, and we've gotten away where we're getting this hodgepodge sent in all the time. It's getting a little difficult to track who we've approved and who we haven't approved. So it would be much easier if they would submit through the commissioner or the chief, however the fire department wants to do it, once every calendar year. Even if they want to do it every fiscal year, that's fine too, but once a year as opposed to all over.
And this one's close.
I would appreciate that, Commissioner. Yeah. Thank you.
Perfect.
Any other LPA business? Okay. Well, last one thing.
Motion to adjourn.
Right.
At 6:26.
I second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Bones. All in favor?
Aye.
We adjourned at 6:26. All right. Now that we're off the record.